She's also Disarmament and Controls Minister and Associate Minister for Māori Development. Tēnā koe, Nanaia.
Oh, muri na kia ora.
Tēnā koe, e te mini tāko. Hiniani Melbourne tēnei, definitely not Dale husband, I'm sorry, but he's away with the flu. So, you know, I'm just going to have to ask you some of our questions that we've got here. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And I think it's just a sign of the weather, eh? A lot of people getting sick at the moment, and with all this rain as well, everyone's got to just rug up and look after themselves.
Totally. And you've been very busy in your job. But first of all, I just want to say, do you think there should be tikanga lessons for our foreign affairs staff and the High Commissioner to the UK?
Oh, look, we do actually have regular tikanga sessions across the network from the head office and as we can out in the post. A lot of it comes down to leadership in this instance. It was regrettable what happened. There was a run sheet. Tikanga was provided for within the run sheet, but unfortunately, no one stuck to the plan. So it was an unfortunate set of incidents. Organisations reflected on that in terms of how we continue to strengthen and improve at post the way that tikanga is able to be an expression of who we are as Aotearoa New Zealand.
Oh, ka pai, and I heard it was a bit chaotic that day anyway. So what are your priorities as Minister of Foreign Affairs at this time?
Well, part of my role is to support the trade aspiration, so, you know, strengthen our bilateral, multilateral relationships. Often that underpins our trade and economic opportunities with other countries. We've secured the EU and the UK FTA. We continue to negotiate other agreements so that our exporters can go to market and have a more diversified market to send their goods to. The other thing is that we collaborate in a multilateral sense with other nation states on areas of common interest, climate change, what we do in the Pacific, how we strengthen our security interests. So that's a lot of what I'm doing at the moment is focusing in those areas.
You've seen a lot since you entered Parliament in 1996. You were there during the foreshore and seabed when Tariana Turia crossed the floor and formed the Māori Party, and now Meka Whaitiri has crossed the floor to the Māori Party, and Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere has resigned. What's been the impact on you?
Yeah, I think as a wahine Māori, you always reflect on those situations and ask yourself, oh, you know, well, fishy, it's everyone has their reason for doing what they do. But as a wahine Māori, you, I guess, are reflective because you try and understand some of the pressures of working in a parliamentary environment, representing your people, but also the political pressures of how the public respond to the mahi that you're doing. And it hasn't been easy. Mika made a decision based on her own whakaaro, her own determinations, and she's clearly moving on. So I've just said, well, we have to too, but I can't say I wasn't disappointed. I was.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be a particularly brutal on Māori women, but you are firm in your commitment to the Labour Party?
I'm firm in my commitment to my electorate. And first and foremost, Hauraki Waikato elected me into Parliament based on a range of policies that I took to them and said, look, if you think I'm the best one to represent the issues in Aotearoa, I'm happy to continue to put myself forward and I'll do the best that I can, and I have. And, you know, I've got the privilege of serving as a minister in government, and when you have that opportunity, you can do so much more.
Ka pai. Labour's got a lot of work ahead of them, or the government has. Budget next week and then the elections. What will your focus be?
Well, continuing to ensure that as a government we build on the foundations that we've created over the last 6 years. There have been many gains. I think, you know, after a global pandemic and a number of other challenges, we've continued to build an economy that works for more people, that secures us the opportunity to continue to invest in health, education and housing, building more public housing, strengthening our education system. When I think about Māori education, we've got more Māori teachers. We've got kohanga reo now getting paid as much as early childhood education, more papakāinga housing, health system reform, tiaka whai ora. You know, these are all the types of changes that didn't accept the previous situation where there were huge inequities between those who have and those who don't. And so I think for Māori, they'll see those benefits, and we're going to continue to build on those gains.
Oh, ka pai. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's the Honourable Nanaia Mahuta. Tēnā koe e te whaia.
Kia ora, namahia tira, kia koe, kia koutou, e are are mai nei. Tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe.